Thanks, Ryan. Hey, everybody. It's us. It's Bill and it's Wendy. Welcome back to the show. It's been a while.
It feels weird to be back.
A couple of weeks.
Do we still know how to do this?
Not sure.
Boy, I can't wait to find out.
That's what'll make the next couple hours interesting. We'll see how it plays out. We may remember, we may not remember. A couple things. First of all, Happy New Year to everybody. This is our first show back for 2019. Happy New Year. I know Steve already asked, but the holidays went well for you? Everything was good?
Everything was great. I have a great niece and a great nephew because my niece had kids. Mm-hmm. That's how it works. Mm-hmm. I'm always a great aunt, though. I just want to say that. We drove to Peoria on the 27th. That's when we usually go. And on the way home that evening, I took the wrong way on 55 and went like 40 minutes out of my way.
Yeah.
And no one noticed it.
This is a trip you've taken many times.
Oh, my God, yes.
Before.
I was bringing my nephew Colin home with us because he was in town from New York and wanted to spend some time with friends here in the city. So I'm driving. I'm like, God, this is taking forever. And Jim's listening to the Hawks game, and I said, you know, it's why is there a sign for St. Louis on this way on I-55? I went about 32 minutes out of my way and then going back, so an hour longer. But that ruined my holiday. Everything was great until then.
But you got to see a part of the country you rarely get to see. So isn't there a positive in all
this?
No. Did you buy some land out that way? I would have purchased some land.
I was out by my beach club. Too bad it wasn't open.
Yeah. You were right there.
I saw the Cole City sign three times.
That's where my wife's family's from.
I know. I thought of her.
Visited her relatives.
In fact, coming and going, I said, that's where Bill's wife is from.
They would have made you, or they would have given you, there's a candy that's made out there called G-Shaft, and it's named after, as you would assume, Coal City was a big coal mining area.
Yeah.
It still might be. I don't know. I'm not positive. But they named a candy that all the coal miners love called G-Shaft, and if you're from the area, you will insist that it is the best tasting candy you've ever had. But if you're from anywhere else on the planet, you will eat it and get sick to your stomach and never, ever eat it again.
Does it involve nougat? Or
no,
coal.
It tastes like coal. Like whatever you imagine coal to taste like.
There gritty. May be,
yeah, gritty is the right way to describe it. She always used to tell me about it. My wife would tell me about it. And then one year they surprised me with it. They gave me a bag of it.
Surprise.
And I'm still sick. I still don't feel well after having the G-Shaft candy. It has anise in it.
Oh, I'm not a big anise lover.
And that's the best thing.
Oh,
like
you
everything
do like
else
that.
Is just is bad.
Anise flavored coal.
Yeah. Mmm. How could that go wrong?
But that was the only thing that happened wrong really on the whole break.
Out of 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, you were very fortunate.
I know.
You were very fortunate. The only thing that went wrong for me is my wife decided this year to get wrapping paper that's glitter wrapping paper.
You had it all over you.
It's still, Christmas was 8 days ago. As I'm showering today, I looked at the drain and there's still glitter going down the drain.
You have some in your eyebrow.
I do, don't I? Well, that's from I'm doing a one-man show at the Torchlight Club. I'm going to invite listeners to come out and see me. It won't go away. I've tried everything. It's all over the couch. It's all over the rug. It's all over the floor.
It's beautiful,
stunning.
It is kind
it's
of
stunning.
A pain.
Yeah.
I don't do glitter paper.
It's very beautiful. So did it hit you the way it hit me? That you've been here at WGN just over 5 years. I've been here a little bit longer. And in that whole time, Judy Pilak has been a fixture here on WGN. And Judy just up and quit. She just quit.
She really did.
She's just gone.
I did see her over the break.
Yeah.
And Kim Gordon.
She remembered you? Judy remembered you?
It took a couple of, come on, you don't remember this?
Yeah.
And then, you know, finally.
She had
memory.
Her crown
it
on.
It clicked,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, she's always wearing a crown.
Yeah, I know. She actually burned rubber on the way out of here.
She did.
Kind of left
she was,
a mess.
She
yeah,
was
she threw stuff out the
out.
Window.
So,
yeah,
so she on Monday, she was here doing paperwork, you know, to get all her passwords out of the system and all this stuff. And yeah. I said, Judy, aren't you taking the Christmas decorations with you? Because those are mostly hers. No. You do it. Whatever.
She did not let the door hit her in the butt on the way out. She was.
No.
She's like, did you ever see that show, The Flash? She's
yes.
like The Flash. That's the best way to describe her. So no more Judy. And then I know this is inside because listeners probably don't know these people, but Ben Cortez, who was an engineer here for years and years
who
and years.
Who we saw every day and I never got to say goodbye to.
Yeah.
I didn't either.
We spent New Year's in Nashville with that Keith Urban thing that was going on. We saw it on the...
Ben was there?
Yeah. Yeah, he got some kind of package deal. He's like, I'm going to Nashville. I'm like, all right.
He got out of here, too. Judy's going to the Cayman Islands.
Wow.
We should all leave.
Yeah.
Why are we still here?
And then, aren't they supposed to be nice to you while you're here?
Yeah, not after. And then Aubrey Mumpower, who has also been here, I think 30-plus years. Is that right? Married? Do you know?
Oh, yeah. He's
at least 30 years.
Oh, he did the overnight engineering.
He did the overnight.
What a great last name, by the way.
Mumpower. Yeah.
It was predetermined that he was going to be an engineer and work with Power.
You're right. I never thought
Hopefully
of that.
Hopefully he didn't mum the Power.
No. But he is also no longer a member of the WGN family. But all three of those people, I mean, everybody knows Judy. If you ever heard the station, you knew Judy. You may not have known Ben or Aubrey, but three important components of the station no longer here. And that's kind of sad.
It does make
it's
me super sad.
Yeah.
Yep. Judy has no sadness.
Boy, not even a little bit.
No, I mean...
Not even a little bit.
Kim Gordon had a little celebration. Mary and I were there. Of course, Kim was there.
Yeah.
And she just is roaring to go.
Mm-hmm.
She's got so many things planned, so much, you know, different directions she wants to go.
She's talked about... I hope this is for public consumption, but she has mentioned that she would like to possibly take up acting.
Yeah, she said that on the stream when we were talking to her. And I believe you asked what her experience was, and she said she played Helen Keller in a
high school production of The Miracle Worker.
If that doesn't do it for
that
her,
that's
an in.
I think that's an in.
I saw her put away a Pilak Biden sign. 2020.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I don't know what that's all about.
What could that be about,
I don't know.
I could see her getting into
running
the political...
for office? Yeah. Well, she's mentioned there's
there
were
other signs in there, too. I saw Pilak Romney. I think she's keeping her
options open.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Pilak Kasich. It was weird. There were so many signs. Her name was always the top, though. I want to point that out.
She did mention that she has talked to some politicians or their staff about possibly, we don't know. It's still very up in the air, but, you know.
She did say this, though. She wants to make a difference.
Yeah.
Is she too old to be a cop? Could you imagine Judy a cop?
Yes, actually. I could totally
good job for her too.
Imagine her being a police officer.
Man, I wouldn't mess with her.
She wouldn't take crap from anyone.
No.
You can't do FBI after 38. Remember, Peanut Tillman went through that process, and he just made it like a week before his 38th birthday. I think 38 or 37th
birthday. He's in the FBI?
Yeah, but we don't talk about it. He doesn't talk about it.
Detective Peanut?
Detective Peanut. That'd be
what, does he work with Inspector Gadget?
No, but he's good at intercepting things.
Wow. All right. Let us take a short break. We'll come back, and then there's more show. Welcome to 2019. It's Oscar and Wendy on WGN.
All right. We were talking about, I'm a terrible navigator. Usually when I go to Peoria, it's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder. I go to see my brother and his family for Christmas.
Yep.
And usually Jim drives there and I drive home.
Why is that the route usually?
Because it's a little too much to drive both ways in one day.
Yeah.
And he likes to have a couple more beers than I do.
Oh, all right. Well, then that's a good move.
I got hooked on this cranberry ginger ale. If you try to buy cranberry Sprite, it is memed all over the place and you can't find it anywhere except Amazon and eBay at like $25 a case.
Wow.
I'm not paying that.
It's too expensive.
So I did the Canada Dry cranberry ginger ale.
That sounds delicious.
Very good, by the way. So on the way home, I missed the turnoff from 80 to 55 north is what I wanted. But for some reason in my head, I took the first exit, which was 55 south. Went past Coal City once, saw the signs, went past Coal City again.
Yeah.
And you had mentioned your wife was from there.
Her family, she grew up there.
And they made a tremendous candy.
Well, if tremendous means awful, then you are right, Wendy. They make a candy there that is named after part of the coaling community. There is a shaft called G Shaft, and I don't
know. Was there an A, B, C, D, and F?
I'm going to say yes, but I don't know.
Okay.
But yep, that's exactly right. And it's if you live there, you will swear that it is the most delicious candy you have ever had. The people there, when they see it, just the mere image of it makes them tear up. They get so excited.
They hear angels sing.
They hear angels sing, and they eat it, and they smile. And then if you're from any other area other than Coal City and you eat it, you will want to throw up. Immediately. It's awful.
815 has texted us, sorry to hear Bill doesn't like G-Shaft.
I don't.
Shut your mouth.
We're talking about G-Shack.
It is the best.
No, it's not.
Very good for
Please
winter.
Please erase that text because it is inaccurate.
3 exclamation points after
that. Oh, all right. Then keep it.
Very good for winter ailments and helps a cough much better than cough drops. I was raised on this wonderful candy.
But when you're looking at qualities that make candy good, those shouldn't be among them. Like, could you say that about Reese's peanut butter cups?
No.
Oh, if you got a cold, have yourself a Reese's peanut butter cup. Cold will be gone. No, you want your candy to just be a little taste
delicious.
Yeah, that's all you want in a
Not
candy.
Not medicinal.
No.
Go suck on a Hall's menthol eucalyptus if that's what you're looking for.
Yeah, good point. Yep.
All right, well,
it's not good. But the people there have somehow, I don't know what happened to the people of the area, but they have been hypnotized into believing this candy is good, but it should be stopped.
It shouldn't be called candy.
No, it should be called punishment. You should only give it to kids if they're bad. Santa Claus, you know, he's got his naughty and nice list.
Right.
If you're a naughty child, then you get a box of the G-Shack candy.
I got coal one year when I was little, and that was it. I would have much rather had some kind of candy to suck on.
Can I ask, because I've always heard stories, people always say, yeah, there was one year that I was not a good child, and I got either coal or I got nothing. Was that ever fixed? Like, did Santa come back?
You know what? I don't remember.
Oh, that's tragic.
I don't think so.
You wait all year for Christmas and for the gifts, and then if you're given nothing or coal, you would hope you'd have a chance to redeem yourself as a child, but you say no?
I don't even think I was necessarily that bad that year.
What happened?
I don't know.
Your brother and sister still got things?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes it worse. If everyone got nothing, you go, well, what a horrible year for the Snyder family. But if only you got nothing, that's the worst year ever.
I did get a black sheep ornament.
No, I didn't.
That would even be worse than that.
That would be pretty bad.
Wow, with your name engraved on it.
No.
And some G-Shaft candy.
I would have rather, I ate the coal and it was not very good, although it's better than G-Shaft.
Yeah, it's got more taste. It's got more flavor.
Do you have any traditions that you do on New Year's Eve? Like, do you toast the New Year with champagne?
We usually watch whatever television shows are on and complain together. My whole family and I, we all sit and we go, why is this on? Because it's all, New Year's Eve has all the people that I don't like during the regular year, they all get their own show on New Year's Eve. Right? Ryan Seacrest has his own show.
What doesn't he
have? Carson Daly has his own show. It used to be Eric and Kathy. I like Kathy. I don't like Eric, but I don't want to see the year change with Eric on my TV. So all those shows are always on. This year also, Steve Harvey was in the mix. There's also that show that has Mark Giangreco and Janet Davies.
I
like them, but that show's not good either.
Well, was it last year or 2 years ago that he licked her face?
Yeah. Yep.
See, I counted on you to watch that.
No, I can't. I can't watch it anymore. There was a time where I enjoyed the badness of it all. You know how sometimes it's fun to watch a bad thing where you just go, "How could this be any worse?" And you keep watching, and you go, "Oh, it's worse." It
like
got
when
worse.
Mariah Carey sang a couple of years ago.
Yes.
Oh
you
yeah.
Saw
what
that
happened
too?
With that?
I don't know. Did she come back? Did she perform again this
the
year?
Mic
she
broke was on or something? This year.
She just kind of faded out. She just wasn't interested.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it was cold and yeah.
I don't watch any of that. We put on Star Wars, and I believe you put it on at 10:02, and then the Death Star blows up
right at
exactly midnight.
Yep.
And we did it on Amazon Prime. We did it digitally, and there was a big problem because it froze. So everyone was freaking out. Well, our time is off. So then people actually had to do math at our house, put the Blu-ray on, and then we got it. So we might have been a second off.
Oh.
But that's acceptable.
Now, somebody told me, and I didn't see this firsthand, so I don't know, but a friend of mine told me that it's always been tradition for the ball to drop at midnight. Did they do the opposite this year for some reason? Or was my friend just dreaming that?
You mean in Times Square?
Yeah.
I didn't watch it. I was just boycotting everything because, what was that stupid event called that was here?
Oh,
Chi-Town Rising?
Yeah, 2 years ago, right?
Yeah,
they didn't do that this year.
I believe that ball went up.
Oh, it did, didn't it?
Yeah.
Rising.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Chi-Town Rising. That's
Chi-Town canceled.
I saw in Idaho they do the potato drop.
What does that entail?
It literally is a huge fake potato that comes down on a crane and then goes into a box. And then I think it gets shipped out to places across the country.
You can feed the Osmonds with that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Utah. Sorry.
Right. It's so funny. Usually on CNN, They've got Anderson Cooper and Kathy Griffin, but Kathy Griffin is now no longer a citizen of the United States. She's been banished from all things America, so she's not allowed to be on the show anymore. So they had Andy Cohen, who at one point on New Year's Eve was on every channel on my cable.
How does that happen?
I can't figure it out, but no matter what channel I went to on my cable, Andy Cohen was either sitting down talking to a Real Housewife, or he was with Anderson Cooper in Times Square. He was on every channel.
He's like the Michael Strahan of New Year's Day.
Yes, he is. Even old shows, like I had on Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, and somehow Andy Cohen was on that episode. I don't know how he did it. But all the fun of that show that Kathy Griffin used to bring to it, the spontaneity and the, oh, anything can happen, I don't care if we're on TV, I'm going to go, that's all gone now. So that wasn't even fun.
She's not funny. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Really, don't say that. You don't think so?
I really don't.
Oh, I love her.
All the texts coming in. Oh, my God. I love G-Shaft. Takes me back to my youth. Haven't had it in years.
Well, have it again and try not to tear your tongue out of your mouth when you're done eating it because it's so bad.
847, my 15-year-old cousin, who coincidentally lives in Coal City, got a big bag of coal from Santa this year, but he was pleased because he's learning to cook out on the grill. So charcoal.
Oh, all right.
I got briquettes. You know, if Santa was going to really give me coal, it should have been the freshly mined stuff, not just a charcoal briquette.
Well, they now sell in novelty stores, which is where we do all of our shopping. You know, a lot of people go to Jewel for the grocery store. We just go to novelty stores. We get all our food there. They now sell bags that say coal for naughty boy or naughty girl, and it is exactly as described.
I bought myself some. Just I thought I'd beat someone to the punch, Santa. All right, well, we have a tradition that we do, and we can listen to what the listeners have to say, too. I forgot the number. Do you remember it? 312-981-7200, is that it?
If Judy Pilak didn't take it with her.
That's funny.
I wouldn't put it past her.
You know what? She's going to miss everybody. She had her cell phone number changed to that. So when you call it...
you get Judy.
Yeah.
Good for her.
That would be great.
Good thinking.
But we have a tradition that I thought I was the only one who did. And it turns out there are other people who did it. And I don't know, maybe you have a tradition you'd like to share with us.
Is for New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right.
I know champagne is the typical, and you know what mine is. We've talked about it before, but I want to see if anyone else knows about it, because there was a shortage of something I needed for New Year's Eve.
For this to happen successfully, and that we were able...
And I don't even know if it works, these, you know, traditions.
Is it a superstition or a tradition or both?
It's both, I think.
It's both? All right.
But then you're scared to break it because then you think, boy, I didn't have a particularly great 2018.
Yeah.
So maybe I won't do that thing.
Did you not think 2018 was good? Were you not happy with the way things worked out for last year?
It's been kind of weird out there. Yeah, I mean,
up and down?
The landscape, not personally for me,
but
the way the world is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
It's been kind of a not so great year.
All right. All right.
You've had a good year?
Yeah.
It was a very good year.
I know what you mean. Politically, there's some turmoil. I don't know if you've seen the papers, but there's been a little bit of turmoil. But overall, I mean, yeah, things have been pretty good.
All right.
No complaints.
We'll discuss that after the news. 312-981-7200. It feels good to be back. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Thank you, Ryan. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Happy New Year.
Oh, that's scary.
That was supposed to be the little horn. I didn't have one.
That's all right.
We were talking about the stroke of 12. Is there something that you do that has become tradition? Is it superstition? We're not sure if it's both.
Mm-hmm.
April is calling in. Happy New Year, April.
Happy New Year, guys. I really miss you guys over the holidays. It's like I'm having... Bill and Wendy withdrawal.
Oh, you'll be okay. Everything will be okay, April. You'll see.
Yeah, I know.
Happy
now
New
it's
Year.
Back.
Thank you.
But it's just my husband and I, and every New Year's, we watch a marathon of the Twilight Zone.
Oh,
love
perfect.
That.
Yeah,
on the Sci-Fi
and it's
Channel?
All the original black and whites, and every time we do that, we always see one that we've never seen before.
What's
it's
your favorite
so
episode? Which one do you like the most?
Oh, it's the one where the all the people are in the diner, and it's an alien in the diner, and the cops can't figure out which one is the alien.
Yep.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Yep. Those
are
so good.
It's really cool. But we also order Chinese food.
This is every New Year's Eve?
I'm sorry?
This is every New Year's Eve?
Yes.
April, leave your number after you hang up, because I may spend New Year's Eve with you guys next year. That's perfect.
That'll be great.
Chinese food in Twilight Zone? You can't do better than that.
It's pretty good combo.
No. I mean, because they do it from New Year's Eve all the way into New Year's Day.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. There's years where I happen on it by accident. I'll be flipping around, and there's the Twilight Zone. So I go, oh, I remember this. I'll watch the rest of this episode, and then 4 hours later, I'm still watching it.
Yeah,
yes,
stop.
Exactly. But, you know, this year, they I don't know. I can't remember if they showed it on the same channel last year, but they commercialed it to death.
Oh, no, that's not good.
No, so you can't really enjoy the episodes.
And if you like Twilight Zone, MeTV, I just found out over the break, is showing Night Gallery, I think at 10 o'clock, back-to-back episodes every night.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I hadn't seen that. It on MeTV.
Yo,
but now
they?
It's on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Oh, all right.
Well, Happy New Year, and thank you for calling. We appreciate it, April.
Oh, Happy New Year to you guys, too. I missed you.
Thank you. We missed you.
And that's you're right. Chinese food and watching Twilight Zone marathons.
That's just perfect.
Even though you know how they end, it's still awesome.
Well, they always end with somebody finding out it's been Planet Earth the whole time.
Yeah.
That's how almost every Twilight Zone episode ends.
And now you mentioned Night Gallery, and you kind of sounded like it doesn't hold up.
It's it still holds up, but it's not as good. Even Rod Serling didn't really like Night Gallery. He just did it, but he wasn't thrilled with it. It's not as good as Twilight Zone, but it's still good.
I need to watch that.
Oh,
that's on
so
MeTV
good.
Every night at 10?
Yeah, they do back-to-back episodes.
I got to set the old DVR for that. A lot of people do the pickled herring.
Oh, for your New Year's Eve celebration?
Yeah. This is a random text. Bill, you should try the G-Shaft made at Dan's Candy. I like it. And use it if I have a scratchy or sore throat. It does not taste like coal. But again, if you use it for that, it doesn't taste like candy either.
Nearly every text we've got that's in favor of this particular candy mentions that it's good if you have either lumbago or if you have a paper cut or something. If something's wrong with you, that it's good candy. But I want my candy to be good because of the taste, not because it'll cure some ale that I have.
My Polish family would be sure to have pickled herring on New Year's Day, supposed to be for good luck.
I think that's a very Eastern European belief, I think.
Yeah, eating black-eyed peas, I know there are some traditions, and when asking family, they were just told to do it. Nobody knows why anybody did it. And we eat green grapes at the stroke of 12, and my grandmother was Italian, and she said that not red grapes, it has to be green seedless grapes at the stroke of 12, and that has to be the first thing you have before kissing anyone, before having champagne, and it's supposed to mean that you come into money that year.
Mm-hmm. And you've done it how many years?
Every year of my life.
And you've come into money how many times?
Not really, but then I'm thinking if I don't do it, it could be worse.
How could it be worse?
Because maybe I lose my job or something.
Oh.
Well, now I've done it for over 50 years. I can't not do it. And there was one year, so I went to Mariano's and they were sold out of green grapes. I asked the produce guy, any green grapes? No, we're sold out. I said, sold out? How could you be sold out? Well, a lot of New Year's traditions. I said, no, I'm the only one who does that.
No, apparently not.
And he said it's big in the Hispanic community.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
And I
that
said,
makes sense.
Well, what are you going to do? And he goes, well, we have red grapes for the same price. I said, that's not going to do.
It must be green.
So I went to the Jewel and found them. One year there was a shortage of green grapes that my sister actually bought that terrible Libby's fruit cocktail just
fruit
so
medley.
She could. Yeah, so she could get the green grapes out of there.
All right. I'm not trying to be negative.
Yes,
you
I'm
are. Just curious. What would it be about eating a green grape or several of them at the stroke of midnight that would lead to anyone to believe that money would come your way? What's the tie-in?
Green.
Oh, all
you
right.
Come into green.
Tell you what, the graping industry sees it as green.
Right. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Well, couldn't it be anything green then?
No, it was always grapes.
It couldn't really be a lime?
No.
No? You say like, that's ridiculous. The idea
is
ridiculous.
No,
who would eat a lime at midnight?
It's been always been a green grape. When the kids were little, we used to wake them up at midnight and make them eat a grape. I'm sure they're going to see therapists about that. Open your mouth.
But now you've said you've been doing this for
as long as I've been alive.
50 plus years, and it's never paid off once.
Well, how do you know? Like I said, it could have been worse.
I know, but you can't just do things in hopes that it won't be worse if you do them.
I've done it every year. It hasn't really been ever a bad year.
No, but it's not like the way you're conceptualizing it is all I need to do is have a grape at midnight and then somehow money will come my way. But money, I mean, the only money that's sadly come your way is the money that you've earned. You haven't found a
they don't mean
pocketbook
that.
Of money.
They meant that you'd always have food on the table, that you'd have enough money.
All right.
And I've had food on the table, probably too much. And then we always make our steak and lobster tails and homemade crab cakes. I do that every New Year's.
Too.
Every New Year's.
Yeah.
Since Michael was 1 year old, because we couldn't go out. We didn't want to get a babysitter.
Yeah.
So we started doing that, and he's 19, and we've done it. Oh. So for 18 years, steak and lobster.
Oh, that's
I have to have pickled herring
you
on
do.
New Year's Eve. Yes.
And what's the connection?
Just my dad, my parents always had it, and I don't know why, but and most people just can't stand this stuff.
Does it taste better than G-Shaft candy?
Everything does.
It's in wine, in the wine sauce or the sour cream, either one. Oh,
and the rest of your family's on board with this, Mary?
No.
They like it. They don't like it.
No, my husband and I like it, but we brought it over to our friend's house on New Year's Eve because they were hosting, and I'm like, sorry, I had to bring my herring with me.
But yours doesn't have any connotation of leading to bigger and better things.
No, not that I know of.
It just reminds you of...
It's good for you. It's good in D3 and B12 vitamins.
Oh, all right.
Other than that, I don't know.
Then I'm in.
Hey, you start the year off right.
Right.
With your vitamin
Some
intake.
Vitamins.
My daughter and her fiance celebrated New Year's Eve in Madrid. Green grapes are a very Spanish tradition.
Yeah, I guess I could see that. But you got it from the Italian side of your family.
Yeah, but everybody kind of intermingles things.
Yeah.
There's a lot of traditions.
Yeah.
Ah, and this is my favorite text, 773. Ah, New Year's Day stupid stitions. Did you text that?
Yes. Yes.
Vicky's on the line. Hi, Vicky.
Hi, good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
About the black eyed peas, and if you have with the Hop and John with the rice, it's considered like a peasant food or a poor food. And so the symbolism is if you eat poor on New Year's Day, then you will eat well or you'll be rich through the rest of the year.
How does that work? I'm not sure.
It's sort of like that symbolism. Where you don't do excessive on the very first day,
you build up
to something.
It.
Yeah, and you build up.
Oh, all right. I guess so. All right.
All right. Well, thank you, Vicky.
You're welcome.
Happy New Year. I think I've been doing it wrong because everybody about the grape thing says you're supposed to eat 12 grapes and make a wish for each one because 12 months of the year. I'm only going to have one good month. No, I think I had three. Three good months this whole year. That's all I'm going to have. Damn it.
I just, maybe it's because I'm just not superstitious, but I love...
And you like to laugh at others.
And I enjoy laughing at others at their expense. But it's just, it's so funny to hear people justify it. No, there's 12 months in a year. Are you silly? Why would you have one grape? You got to have 12 grapes. Like, people take it so seriously. But I would love to know the percentage of people that it's really paid off for. If they had one or 12 or whatever.
What did you do at the stroke of 12? You kissed your wife. Anything else?
I'm trying to remember.
Do you do the same thing every year on New Year's?
No, like I said, we usually watch the god awful television shows
and order what kind of food.
It varies. It's never the same. No. No, why would we do that?
Do you have a stove and an oven in your
house? I've been in the kitchen a few times, but we don't use it very often. It's just kind of a gateway to other rooms in our house. But there's a stove in there.
Is it the fake ones like you see at the store?
Yeah.
Like it's just plastic? There's no innards?
It's not hooked up to anything. It's just a cardboard one that looks very real.
Do you have champagne?
You know, what's funny is we bought a really nice bottle of Prosecco, but because we had wine with dinner, nobody really wanted another bottle of it. But we had, I mean, it was there and it was ready. It just didn't get opened.
Did you used to go out on New Year's Eve when you were young?
Well, when I did stand-up, I worked every year on New Year's Eve, and then I vowed once I stopped doing stand-up to never, ever go out on New Year's Eve again. So I don't think we've gone out seriously on New Year's Eve in 20 years.
Yeah, we haven't in 18. And I used to love New Year's Eve parties.
Oh, yeah.
They used to be so good.
Yeah.
My kids did not feel like going out to any parties.
No.
I don't like New Year's Eve.
No?
It makes me sad. And
have a grape. It'll cheer you up.
It did cheer me up.
One quick grape.
I may have had four, so I will have four good months out of this year.
A third of the year is going to be very, very profitable for you.
Good to know.
The other one's not. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and then we've got more show. Have a grape. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
New Year's Eve. How do you celebrate? Bill kisses his wife.
Yep. No one else is allowed to.
My husband always wants to eat Lucky Charms on New Year's.
They're magically delicious.
I think the commercials really got to him as a kid. I don't know if it's true. But again, it's just these
you
things.
You know it's not true.
Yeah, but can I just say I'm pretty sentimental, right. And I like to uphold the traditions, and it makes me think of my grandparents and my mom and dad who are no longer with us. Maybe that's why I do it, but, for the nostalgia.
Right, so they also had grapes at midnight.
Yeah.
And they also did not come into money.
Well, it doesn't mean you're going to win the lottery. Although I didn't play the multi-million or whatever it is, the mega ball.
You probably would have won it.
See?
After having a grape and all. They probably would have just handed you the money when you walked in.
Hey, Daniel, Bill's making fun of me and everyone else. What do you have to say about this?
So, unfortunately, we have our tradition as well, and I'm Mexican-American, and we fill our fluted glass, a champagne glass, with 12 grapes. And some champagne, and as the year comes to an end, we're eating the grapes and sipping on the champagne, and then at 12, well, we have a brand new glass of champagne.
Oh.
I'm going to start doing that every year.
Unfortunately, this year, I got a call from my ex-wife at about 11:20 that my son was going full-blown exorcist. He was throwing up, and he was really sick.
Oh, no.
So I went and got him, took him to the emergency room. And I knew it from the time I was putting my shoes on. I said, yeah, I'm going to ring in the new year in the freaking emergency room.
Oh, no.
So, it's about 11:50. I call my wife, my current wife. I said, babe, bring the champagne, bring the grapes. We're ringing in the new year in the emergency room, waiting room. And that's what happened.
And you still kept with the tradition.
We kept with the tradition, and yeah.
Did you do it last year? Because you're saying ex-wife and sick kid. I don't think you had a very good year.
Oh, she's been my ex-wife for 10 years.
Oh, okay.
That's
happy anniversary.
Long part on.
Please tell me he's okay. Is he doing all right?
Unfortunately, he's not. Yeah, it's nothing serious. He's got, apparently he contaminated somewhere. He was contaminated somewhere with something, salmonella and E. coli.
Oh, no. So that's
double
horrible.
Dipping.
Wow.
Yeah, he's still in the emergency room. Yes. I mean, not in the emergency room, but he has been admitted, and he's on IV fluids, but he's going to be all right.
All right, that's good news.
He's just got to flush it out.
How old is he?
He's 13.
What a crappy way to spend New Year's
Eve. The rest of the year will be better for you. You'll see.
Yeah.
You got grapes. You know that.
God willing.
All right. All right. Thank you, Daniel. I didn't know till just then if somebody says he went full on exorcist, I thought it meant he had Satan in him. I'm glad it's just salmonella.
Yeah. I didn't know what that meant either, but it's Linda Blair.
That could have been all. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really understand that either.
That scared me. His head was spinning around. Max von Sydow came to visit him. Oh, no.
Our New Year's Eve tradition is fondue. Fondue. Is it a verb or is it a noun?
Fondue can be a verb or a noun, I believe.
We use hot oil to cook meat and vegetables, then follow up with chocolate fondue of various fruits. We have been doing this for over 40 years.
That sounds delicious.
That does sound like a good one.
I could do that one.
My daughter and in-laws do no laundry. It gives the year bad luck. For the whole year or just on New Year's Eve?
The whole year. A year without laundry.
My mom always said you have to have Coke in the house and Ritz crackers and Cheese Whiz for New Year's. I forgot the Cheese Whiz. It's going to be a very bad year. I have no reason.
No explanation for that?
No.
Although I have to say, when I was growing up, whenever my parents would have any kind of a holiday party, they always had a giant 64-ounce bottle of 50-50, you know, the Canfield's 50-50, half grapefruit, half lime.
Delicious.
And now, we almost always do that. I forgot to do it this year, but in other years, whenever we've had people over, kind of in tribute to those days, I keep a 64-ounce bottle. I don't think anybody drinks it, although when I do drink it, it's really, really good.
They still make it?
Yeah, they still have it. It's not as easy to find as it used to be. It used to be everywhere. Now you really have to search it out.
I like a good glass of 50-50.
Oh, yeah, it's good stuff, isn't
it? But it has to be store-bought ice.
Why would it have to be store-bought ice?
It's just so perfect and clear.
Yeah?
Right. I mean, they could probably make it with water out of the puddles. I don't know, but it's just for some reason store-bought ice is so much better than what comes out of your freezer.
All right. I make pretty good ice, Wendy. You'd be surprised. Yeah. I'll give you the recipe. It's pretty good.
Doesn't matter how many grapes you eat on New Year's. If I didn't make a wish with everyone, then we're in trouble.
So the key is to not just have a grape at the stroke of midnight, but to make a wish upon having the grape. That's the key.
I don't know if we had all those. Just
eat
the
grapes. And don't make
any... Eat the pie.
Right. I don't want to eat the grapes, Mom. Eat the grapes. You're going to have a horrible year if you don't eat the grapes. I know people do this, but I wonder how many of them truly believe in the superstition behind it. You know what I mean? I think most of it's probably nostalgic more than...
I think so.
Don't you think?
But that's what depresses me about New Year's Eve.
Is what?
You just start thinking of what happened over the year, and then you start thinking how many people are not with you for the holidays.
Yeah, that's bad.
Did you guys hear what Anderson Cooper had to say?
No. I saw parts of it, but yeah. Which
what did
part
he have to
I?
Say?
Well, you know, he said that he was it his father he lost on January 5th.
Yeah,
he said that he understands. It was kind of while everyone's celebrating and cheering, he took a moment to look into the camera and said, "Look, I understand that this time of year can be very difficult for a lot of people." And I think he made some kind of reference to there's help out there and we're always listening and things like that. So it was kind of a nice little message for those people who may, you know, look maybe not so fondly on 2018.
You know who that's else did sweet. That? I told you this, Wendy, but Meghan McCain on The View. I watch The View every day, Ryan, because I'm a guy.
And he's proud of it.
That's what guys are supposed to do. We yep. watch The View. So Meghan McCain said a couple of weeks ago, "I know the holidays are a very festive, joyous time for people, but for those of you who have had a hard year, and I'm one of them because of her father dying, it's a very difficult time to get through. So, you know, just get through it and hope for the best." And I thought that was a really nice, wonderful, honest moment, you know?
And I'm pleased that Anderson Cooper did that on actual New Year's Eve,
yeah.
because there are people who did not have a very happy one.
Right. Yeah.
Now, did
you're watching
this?
All these people celebrate and toast right. champagne, and you're sitting in your, you know, your house like, "Oh, well, I'm not having fun." And it's been a rough year.
Did he do this before or after the shots of tequila? Because he was doing shots of tequila.
He had a lot of tequila. Yeah. He and Andy Cohen were out there in Times Square just, part of me wants to say because it was cold and wet and rainy, but part of me also wants to say because they liked tequila.
I don't
Although
think
the
Anderson
face he was
Cooper
making,
liked it.
Yeah, he was making a crazy face after each drink.
I don't think he's ever done tequila before.
Remember how forever on TV you couldn't show people drinking? I think one of the great things that Kathy Lee Gifford has done for America is to say, if you're on TV, you should absolutely have a drink in front of you. And you should be drinking it all throughout. I think that show was the first, her and Hoda, with their giant snifters of wine, that kind of opened the floodgates to now everybody on TV is drinking.
I thought it was illegal. I thought the FCC did not allow.
You can't do it in a commercial. Like if you watch any beer or wine commercials, you'll see that they're pouring it and they're smiling, but they're not actually drinking it.
Because then they'd smile much bigger.
Didn't the original version of Jimmy Kimmel's show include a lot of drinking?
That was the man show.
Was that the man show that was?
Yeah, they always had guys drinking beer.
With Adam Carolla and Jimmy Kimmel, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I thought, like, being a broadcaster.
Yeah. You put the broad in broadcasting, Wendy. I said it. I'm not afraid.
I'm making a complaint to HR. Used a derogatory, non-feminist word.
Jasmine, I'm making a complaint to HR Puffin stuff at the same time.
Kicking off 2019. Great, guys.
Yep.
Usually he's the one to make the claim first, so I'm glad I get to.
You win.
But I thought, like, it's against FCC rules to be... drunk while operating.
Right. Right.
Is it because on TV they're not operating the
buttons? Don't have the camera. They're just on it. They're not don't have the camera on themselves.
So you could drink if you wanted to?
I could. Would that be in anyone's best interest?
No. Did you watch Kathy and Hoda too?
No. That's not for men. Only The View's for men.
Do you know, they had a man model on The Price is Right. I haven't seen very many man models, but I started thinking about it.
Like a full-time guy?
Well, he was like there? Showing, you know, if you, The Price is Right, this is, you know, right. He was the Carol Merrill type person. Yeah. Showing the wares, if you will.
Pennington. Was it Janice Pennington? What was her name? The lady who was on Price is Right for years and years.
I don't remember her name.
Something Pennington.
I think you're right. Yeah. But there was a guy doing it. And it kind of was weird to me because he looked really dorky, if you want to know the truth. But why? I mean, who's the majority of the people that watch that show? Isn't it women?
I think on Price is Right, yeah. I think
why
it's
aren't there
women.
More men models doing that?
I wonder. That good. Well, good for them.
That was my New Year's resolution and
more
my wish.
Male models.
Yes.
That's solid. That's
thank
a great
you very much.
That's a great resolution. All right, coming up, the stories that matter with Ryan Burrow. It's all in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on WGN Radio.
Chicago Bears.
Wait, these are not the lyrics, Wendy. That's not a lyric.
Chicago
keep going.
Bears.
See what you got. There you go. Those are the lyrics.
With your T formation.
Oh, that was wrong.
That's the part you remembered?
You'll know it by February.
Yes, you will.
Early yeah, no February. Kidding. Yep. Yeah, the bus yet? I'm driving it, the bandwagon.
Choo-choo.
So
wait, that's a train.
The Bears started out in week one. They played the Green Bay Packers, and they looked like the Bears of old. They looked like the Bears that are right in the game until they need to be in the game, and then they blew it.
But...
And I said, this team is awful. I can't watch this team. Then they heard what I said, and they said, we'll show you, Bill. Watch what we can do.
Well, thank you for this.
And they've been amazing ever
so
since.
So you're taking responsibility.
I'm not taking... No, and I've said this in the past. I can't truly be... what the kids like to call a Bears fan, because I denounced them. I said horrible things about the Bears, and I've been doing that for years and years and years. And I've been right until this year. This year, they really... They
look like a football
gold.
Team.
Yeah, they know what they're doing. Great defense. Offense has some flaws. Kicking has a lot of flaws, but the defense alone is amazing.
Kicking is unacceptable.
Horrible.
I mean, I'm sorry. I felt really bad when it's Cody Parkey, right?
Yeah.
I shouldn't even really know his name for why I know his name.
Mm-hmm.
When he hit those four, was it, goalposts?
Yeah.
There's
guys that don't do that in a career.
Right. So then I think...
He did it in a day.
The precision to actually put it on a goalpost is pretty impressive. Imagine if we could just focus that precision.
Right.
And he redeemed himself and did a great job, but now...
He has still made a couple of errors. I mean... They're not confident in him as a kicker, and you need to be confident in your kicker. And
they shouldn't be confident.
They're not.
And isn't it frustrating, too, that Robbie Gould is going to be a free agent, but he's still under contract with the 49ers, even though they're not in the playoffs? And he told our own Adam Hogue on a conference call that he's going to be at the Bears playoff game, sitting with his son as a fan. He still lives in the suburbs.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Come on, sign him, bring him down.
Right.
Throw a jersey.
Right. Or his kid. Let his kid kick.
Yeah, his kid will do
or
better.
Or his
than...
mom. Somebody.
Cody will be fine.
He gets fine, a little nervous. Guess,
yeah. No,
but
he won't.
I have watched the last couple of games. I've enjoyed what I've seen. They really look like a good
Trubisky,
team.
Trubisky, right?
Yeah. Well, it's the main strength of that team is their defense.
Yes.
They really have a crushing defense.
But Trubisky,
defense.
Right? This is the best quarterback we've seen in
a
long
a
time.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can talk about the punky QB all you want. Jim McMahon was a character. Was he that great?
He was not great. He got the job done. But
right.
He wasn't... In the annals of football history, when they talk about the great quarterbacks, his name will not be mentioned, but he got the job done. And he was very extremely confident.
Isn't the greatest Bears quarterback of all time Jay Cutler? Doesn't he have the most yardage and the most
don't
touchdowns?
Say that.
No, I think he leads many, many of the Bears categories just because he did it for so long.
Biggest disappointment.
Yeah. How long was he with us?
An eternity.
Well, no, it seemed like one.
An
but
absolute
how,
eternity.
How long was he with
was
us?
Was it 5 years? Ryan, does that sound
he
right?
He was with
sounds
us that
right.
long?
Let's see here.
I think so.
I am loving Matt Nagy.
Yeah?
I don't like the way he says his name. It should be Nagy. If it were Nagy, it would be two G's.
Why haven't you called him and told him this?
I don't know.
He needs your input on that.
I just don't like how it sounds. Maybe it's because I hear that word at home a lot.
No, that's why. That's definitely why.
Wouldn't you say Nagy? There's one G.
Ah.
Whatever. He's doing a good job.
He is doing a nice job.
And he takes a lot of risks.
Yeah.
There have been several football games. Yes, and just, you know, when they probably should be kicking a field goal, I guess I just figured it out. Who's going to kick the field goal? Mm-hmm. You may as well just try and do the play.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, well, it's worked to his advantage.
More times than not. Yeah.
I'm pretty impressed.
You should be impressed. I am, too.
And I went to preseason Bears 2 years ago when Mitch Trubisky was just starting.
Yeah.
Had a great time with my friend Sue. He has season tickets. We went. I was talking about Trubisky, you know, play complete. I never heard that in Soldier Field.
Right.
I hadn't for many years. And I said, he's the one. And you're like, yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. He's a pretty good quarterback. He has pretty good precision. He can run the ball.
That, I'll give him that, is that hasn't been really an option for the Bears quarterbacks in a while, but when he sees there's no play in front
of him,
he's smart enough to know, or I could just run, and he does.
And he's been successful.
Yeah.
By the way, Jay Cutler holds 14 franchise records as quarterback. Completions, pass attempts, passing yards, passing touchdowns, passer rating, sacks, passing yards per game, 300-plus passing yards per game.
Some of those are negative, though, Ryan. You know that.
Yeah. But I mean,
sacks is bad. You don't want to be the all time leader.
Yeah, but you
sacks.
Know, as a team, that's
right.
That's sometimes the offensive
cockiness.
Lines,
he led the Bears in all time cockiness.
Yeah. Most disappointed kids looking for an autograph.
110 rating cockiness.
Nothing to deliver with that cockiness. Like again, going back to Jim McMahon,
he delivered. You give a guy cockiness if he delivers. Like Jim McMahon, you go, oh, this is the cockiest guy I've ever seen. Are they winning? Yeah. So, all right, you get the cockiness. Jay Cutler, that team was coming in last and he was cocky. How does that happen?
All I think of when I think of Jay Cutler is his uninterested face and him just going, eh.
Yeah.
That's all
that
I think of.
That was his go-to response.
Eh.
Hey, Jay, you guys lost by 31 points again. Eh. That's it? That's all you give me?
So is he the reason you're sour to the Bears? I mean, is he a big part of this?
It is.
It's on your pie chart of reason you're sour to the Bears?
It's a big part of it, Ryan. It's a big part of it. But they also had this...
He can't hurt you anymore.
No, I guess not. I guess he can't. That's a good point. That's a good point.
All right. Someone says that he does pronounce it Nagy, but the media says Nagy, and he just lives with it. Because a lot of people say Schneider to me. Even people in the sales department, I find it very funny.
Oh.
I've heard them introduce me to people. This is Wendy Schneider.
Oh.
I'm like, who's Schneider?
Interesting.
So
he's the super on one day at a time.
Exactly. Maybe do you see a tool belt on me?
Do you need an answer to that?
I shouldn't wear it to work. I understand. But now I got to know, is it really Nagy? If it is, we have to... This is 2019. Wow, that seems weird to say.
He seems too bold to let that fly.
I'll do it. I'll tell everyone. I'll go on all these sports shows. Get Mike and Mike on the line.
Yeah, get Mike and Mike.
I'll tell them, idiots, it's pronounced Nagy, but I have to know it's for sure.
I got bad news about that show, by the way.
Don't do it, Ryan.
No.
Too early in the year.
Did I finish?
Wendy had a grape. Don't do it.
Did Mike fight with Mike?
No,
or did Mike fight with Mike?
They're fine.
Oh.
Just not together.
All right, well, I need to know the truth. How do we find out?
But he is too strong of a personality. Like, if everyone in the press was saying his name wrong, he would at some point go, oh, by the way, guys, now that we're in the playoffs, could you say it the right way? He would do that, wouldn't he?
No.
You don't think so?
Right now, he just is trying to prove that he can be a winner.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody says, I like Nagy too. He just needs to lose the stupid visor. Can I just tell you, I'm not a really big fan of visors, but he wears it well.
The visor's a good thing for him.
It
now, should he be wearing
him.
The visor when it's raining and snowing? Because that was the biggest criticism, is why wear the visor and expose your head when it's raining and snowing outside?
See, that's
he
a great point. I don't really know.
He looks good in a visor. Some guys can pull off a visor. I'm not one of those guys, but he looks good in a visor.
You would look pretty funny in a visor.
I look ridiculous in a visor.
He does. He wears it well, I gotta say.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's do this. When we come back, Wendy, for those of you who are attending the playoff game on Sunday, your Bears and your Eagles, I have a list of the things you are allowed to bring in with you. I have a list of the things you are not allowed to bring in with you.
I love these lists.
Some of them will surprise you. Some of them will you go, I don't understand that. Like visor. Can you bring a visor in?
Yes.
All right. I hope you're
you
right.
You can't?
I don't know.
Oh, we'll find out.
We'll find out. Cliffhanger.
All right. Well, we'll take a quick break.
Yeah, and then there's more of this. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
We're not talking the Bulls.
No, we're talking about the Bears, Wendy. They won their division. That's good news.
How does it feel to say that?
Strange.
It is weird, isn't it?
I had to reteach my mouth how to say those words in that order because it's been a long time. A long time. But good for them. They deserve it. They played really, really well. They'll be playing the Philadelphia Eagles this upcoming Sunday at Soldier Field, the newly renovated Soldier Field. I have a list of the things you're allowed to bring in if you're going to the game. And then the more fun list is really the things you can't bring in. But I'll just go through some of the ones you are allowed to bring in. It says here, by the way, that if these things are confiscated, you'll more than likely not see them again. So be careful.
Who thinks, you know, that they're going to get their flask back?
Right.
I mean, if you have to give something up, kiss it goodbye.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. You're allowed to bring in a clear plastic PVC or vinyl bag that is no larger than 12 by 12 inches.
Can I just say that Sarah Colonna, a friend of the show, has come up with these bags that have the exact measurements that
are allowable?
Yes, it's Clutch Women, a handbag for women who are going to games. Sarah Colonna wants football and fashion to go hand in hand.
Yeah.
They're really cute. They're really small. But if I've seen men bring in like a purse, but it's transparent. And then they put like their keys in there, their wallet. So usually it has to be transparent unless you get Clutch Women bags.
And Sarah's, correct me if I'm wrong, but don't they have team logos and things on them?
But I hate to say this.
Why?
And Sarah sent me one and I loved it. It's just black patent leather. Mm-hmm. But she did not have Bears colors because they haven't really.
Oh, they didn't expect them to do so well.
So she may add that.
Oh, yeah. I hope
Clutch
so.
Women. Just give it a Google.
You are allowed in a 1 gallon clear resealable bag.
Yeah, a lot of Ziploc bags I saw. Again, with your keys, your wallet.
Oh, I guess so,
some tissues.
Yeah, the essentials.
Yes.
Right? You are allowed in a clutch purse no larger than 4.5 by 6.5 inches.
Do, 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 do.
That's clutch cargo.
Do, do, do.
Oh. I'm talking about clutch purses. You are allowed in a medical bag.
Like a first aid bag? Put that in your Ziploc.
Now, see, in my head, I'm thinking colostomy bag, but I think your answer is probably the correct of the two. But that was the first thing that came to mind is, would they stop somebody if the size of their colostomy bag was wrong? I hope not.
And two, would they confiscate it?
Oh, that would be cruel. I hope they don't. You are allowed in. It says if you have a bag you want to bring in and it's not on the above list, chances are you cannot bring it in. Do not bring, this is the best part of the list, do not bring the following with you to Soldier Field on Sunday.
Now, a knife, a gun.
You know, I know you're kidding, but it says weapons.
Don't we know that?
I would assume everyone would know you're not allowed to bring a weapon into the game. But just for clarity reasons, it says you are not allowed to bring in a weapon. Now, for years, the Bears didn't have any offensive weapons, so maybe it's a throwback to those eras.
Can't you stop the hurting?
No. Backpacks, clear or otherwise, not allowed. Do not bring in a backpack, Wendy. Do not. A purse, although, as we said, some clutches, if the size is right.
Does it give the sizes? Because it's pretty small.
It says it cannot be larger than 4.5 by 6.5 inches. Forgive me for not knowing this, but I honestly don't. What is the difference between a purse and a clutch? I have no idea.
Well, one doesn't. I mean, I think
it's just a handle? Is there a handle on one and not
the other? No, a clutch, usually you clutch it in your hand so there's no strap on it.
Oh, all right.
A handbag would have a strap that you put on your shoulder or what have you.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of clutch bags.
You can go to hell in a handbag, but you cannot go to hell in a clutch, correct?
No, but why isn't there a hell in a handbag company that I could buy purses from?
But spelled Helena like Helena Montana.
Oh.
Helena handbags. That's brilliant.
I got to look and
see. That's brilliant.
That's you.
You're not allowed to bring in a fanny pack, which I think stopped being a thing in the 1990s.
No, they came back in popularity.
Really?
I know.
Ugh.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either. You are not allowed binoculars. A binoculars case. You can bring in binoculars, but they cannot be in a binocular case.
So do they have to be around your neck? There is a Helena handbag.
There is already?
Yeah. They're on Facebook, and yes. Damn, that's really good.
All the good ideas are taken. You are not allowed in diaper bags.
Okay, that's a problem if you're bringing a kid.
Yes.
Do they allow kids?
Have you seen the prices? No.
Right. Right. You'd have to, I mean, your baby would have to be the biggest football fan in the world for you to go, yeah, it's worth it. I'll bring the baby into the playoff game. I'll pay the playoff prices for the baby. You are not allowed to bring in a large tote bag, but it does not say what size constitutes a large tote bag.
They list the measurements for the bag you can bring in. It's like 5 inches by 7 inches. It's like a 5 by 7.
4.5 by 6.5.
Oh, my God. See,
That's it.
That's too much stuff.
And you want to make sure that you've got the right measurements, because that's a long walk from the parking lot to get to that front door. Yeah. And if you get turned around, that's a long walk back to the car.
And you don't get them back, as we've said. You put them in a bin, and that's it. Say goodbye.
Well, that's why you just leave with your handbag.
Yep. You are not allowed to bring in any seat cushions with zippered covers or pockets or flaps.
Because you can stash your weed in it.
Is that why, Wendy? I don't know. Why, Huggy Bear?
Is it because of what I'm wearing today?
Yeah.
So you can't zipper off the thing. What if it's fully sealed?
It doesn't say. It just says you are not allowed to have a zippered cover, pocket, or flap on your seat cushion.
Because they don't have time to check for things you're stashing. Yeah.
I bet that's what it is. Also on the list of the things you are not allowed to bring in, as we mentioned, weapons at the top of the list. Who would think that was okay? Wait, you can't bring a rifle into a playoff game anymore? I thought I woke up in America.
By the way, a medical bag would be for a diabetic to bring in to check their blood sugar or to take insulin, something of that.
All right. Now it says here you are not allowed to bring in any alcohol. I'm sure that rule's been broken at least once or twice. I'm positive. And it says alcohol liquid or powdered.
They make powdered alcohol?
Yeah, the people who make Carnation Instant Breakfast, they'll make alcohol.
Yeah, a lot of states are outlawing that.
I am so unhip.
Powdered alcohol? What's the advantage of it? Just the fact that you can
sneak
bring it
in.
You can sneak it in?
Mm-hmm.
Does it taste the same, Ryan? Have you ever had it?
I have never had it.
Because you would probably like it, because didn't you eat the Weiler's powder?
Yeah, I love the Weiler's powder. That's allowed in. I could bring that in.
Here, Phil, here's a vodka and tonic powder with some lime.
Tasty. You are not allowed to bring in any balloons or beach balls, Wendy.
Damn.
Yep.
I got your beach balls right here.
Yep.
By the way, someone has texted us an amazing thing that's available on Amazon.
Powdered alcohol, Wendy.
No, but they're binoculars that look like binoculars, but they're hidden flasks. You can pour alcohol in each side of the...
You know who used to have that is... You know those places... They don't have them in shopping centers anymore.
Spencer's?
No, not Spencer's. What was the one that was like a step up?
From Spencer's?
Yeah. Like, it was all, like, high-tech stuff. Like
Sharper Image?
It was Sharper Image, but then there was another company that was, like,
Brookstone?
Brookstone. Brookstone always had those.
Yeah,
Thank you, Ryan.
The Barnoculars Binocular Flask. For $13.98, the beer capacity is 1.25 beers. Shot capacity, 13 shots.
That's a lot. That's a bunch.
0.6 bottles of wine, a true drinking classic. This two-chamber liquor flask, disguised as binoculars, holds 16 ounces of your favorite drink.
But don't you think the people that are in charge of looking for things like this, they've seen it all, right? You're not going to fool them with this.
I bet you would.
You think so?
Unless...
I think if you do this all the time, you're used to all the tricks.
Well, here's the thing. Are they going to take the time to take the binoculars off the strap on your chest, look through them to see them?
If they're real binoculars.
I'll bet you this would work.
You think
it comes
it would?
With a funnel so you can fill your liquor into it.
How handy.
The barnoculars.
Let's do this. We'll take a break. We'll give you the news and then.
Oh, no, there's no
breaks. All right. Then I have time for one more, Jazz, or no?
Yeah.
I mentioned balloons. I mentioned beach balls. You are not allowed to bring in a camera with a zoom lens that is longer than 6 inches when extended.
And they are winning, so you would get excited.
You are not allowed to bring in that joke that you just said,
right,
Wendy.
Good.
You cannot bring that joke in with you. You cannot bring in any cans, bottles, or any other beverage containers.
That makes sense. They want you to buy the food there. Which, excuse me, but didn't I see a report that Soldier Field had a lot of health violations for getting food?
Did it really?
I'll look into that, because I think I saw that and I was astounded.
Doesn't matter when the team's winning.
Right. We all
I'll eat whatever
way.
They got. As long as I see that Trubinsky guy throw touchdowns.
Trubinsky, you're right.
The next one is the most curious one on this entire list, and we have to take a break, but I'm shocked that it's on here.
Well, we have to do news.
These are we'll do news, and then I'll give you the rest of them. But this one in particular, very peculiar. Stick around. It's us. It's Bill and Wendy.
It's a Bears town. Come on, we can say that now.
Yeah. Yeah. Congratulations to the Chicago Bears. They'll be playing in their first playoff game
since when? 2006.
2010.
2010 was the last one. Who was that against, Ryan? I don't even remember.
Was it the Packers?
The Packers? I think it was.
Or was it the Eagles? It might have been the Eagles, actually. I got to check that.
I don't remember.
Can I just say, texter, we went to Lambeau the other day, and there were cheeseheads, that's just mean, carrying in giant preheated cushion contraptions, and they were wearing giant snowmobile and hunting outfits, looked like the Michelin Tire Man. And you could have smuggled in a chainsaw, baby calf, and a small keg of beer inside of. Are the playoff security rules a lot more strict than a regular season game? I would imagine.
Oh, I don't know the answer to that. They shouldn't be. Why would you make it? Why would you change it for the playoffs?
Because more people.
In 2010, by the way, they beat the Seahawks and then went on to play the Packers in the NFC Championship game. Remember that? Cutler was kind of hurt and, lost that one.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give 708 credit, but I will paraphrase. They texted in, I think you can bring in the Nagy beer visor. You know how they used to have the hat with the two cans of beer? Yeah. They should make a Chicago Bears Nagy visor with the two beers and the super straws.
So the old way used to be.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. It was a hat. Yeah.
Right.
It was a hat with two.
Like a hard hat, kind of, wasn't it?
Right. And then the crazy straw that led down to the mouth on both sides. But this would be in honor of Matt Nagy. It would be a visor that he would wear with. Would you put one bottle up there or two?
You could strap it'd two,
fit,
one on
yeah,
each
you
side.
Yeah, you could fit two, I guess.
That's a super great idea.
Why do the people of Wisconsin, why do the Green Bay Packer fans not recognize the word cheesehead as negative? Like, to them, it's they love it. They relish
they
the
do?
Fact.
They do? I
yeah.
don't think so.
No, they do. I swear. I have friends who are Packer fans. If you say cheesehead to them, it's like, yeah, you got it. You nailed it. That's what we are. They're thrilled with it.
I think it's disrespectful.
It's disrespectful.
And I'm going to be nicer this year.
Are you really?
To one person.
To one person?
And it will vary daily.
All right. These are all the things you are not allowed to bring into Soldier Field with you on Sunday. Kickoff, by the way, at 3:40, but the gates open. Parking lot opens at 12:40.
Got a tailgate, baby.
Gates open at 1:40. Kickoff at 3:40. Celebration at 6:40. We already mentioned no balloons, no beach balls, no cameras with zoom lenses, no bottles, no cans. Here's a strange one, Wendy. Please explain this one to me. No confetti.
Yeah, because who has to clean that up?
Is that what it comes down to? Is the cleanup on the confetti?
So I covered the Super Bowl last year for ABC, and the confetti came out of the ceiling at the Minnesota Vikings Stadium. It was the coolest thing, but literally everything was under about 3 inches of confetti.
How are they going to find confetti? What if I snuggled it in my bra?
That's interesting.
I had a little Ziploc bag and snuggled. No, wrong. That's something else.
That's up to you.
I smuggled it. Really? How are they going to check for confetti?
I can't figure that out. That wand that they put over you, that there's no setting that has confetti on the wand.
That's what the canine units are for. They sniff those out. Looking for drugs, guns, and confetti.
Eddie Spaghetti, you got any confetti? No, I don't. Let me through. I got a playoff game to attend. No fireworks, Wendy. No smoke bombs.
They use them.
Well, they use the game. The fans can't bring their own.
I could be a professional.
That could be seriously dangerous. I would assume you couldn't bring them ever.
Right.
Again, how are they going to find this? They don't really frisk you.
No.
Is that an M80 in your pocket?
Yes. No illegal drugs, Wendy. You learned from last time, didn't you?
Yeah.
No more illegal drugs. No laser pens or pointers.
Oh, yeah. That's, if I was Cody Parkey, that's what I would say was happening.
Right.
Somebody got in with a laser pointer.
Right. I was fine until some phantom fan started throwing the laser pointer. I don't know. No noisemakers. This includes whistles and horns.
Or me.
Or you, Wendy. No horns. You know, I like to bring my clarinet to a football game. I cannot.
You'll have to practice somewhere else.
I'll have to. I have no alternative. No strollers.
Yeah, because where are you going to put it?
Right. There's no room for a stroller at the ballpark.
Can I just say something? Babies don't like football.
Is that a fact?
I really believe that. I know it's really
cool.
Based
on what? How do you know this? Babies do not like football. Wendy's theory, once again, if you're just tuning in, babies do not like football.
It's not fun for some time for me to sit there that long. Imagine a baby.
Right.
And I know
But if the baby's got a couple bucks on the game, maybe it makes it more interesting. Babies will gamble sometimes.
Maybe there's, you know, maybe you live here and you don't have someone you trust to babysit. I get that. And you want to go to the game. But babies do not like football or baseball or hockey.
If I had a baby right now, and I do not, my daughters are grown. But if I had one, I would ask Prince Mukamura if he could watch my baby during the game. I'd say, I know you're on the field for part of the game, but when you're not on the field, would you mind watching my baby, Prince Mukamura? No umbrellas. Sorry, Penguin, you can't get into the Bears game on Sunday.
You know, that's true. And if it's raining, and it does, you're out of luck.
Yeah. Yep.
But people could really get hurt. Because there's always someone umbrella. Who misuses an umbrella. Yeah.
Mary Poppins not allowed to come to the Bears game on Sunday also.
Thank
that's
God.
Very sad. No selfie sticks.
Those have been outlawed at public places
everywhere,
for a while.
No poles. Sorry, Judy Pilak, you are not allowed to come to the Bears game on Sunday. No video cameras.
No poles. What?
No poles.
Like
you would
boom
use
mic or
as,
something.
Well, they don't want it. They don't want you to bring in a big flag on a pole.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Well, thank you, Ryan.
Ryan, the sad news is that I like to limbo dance during halftime, and I'm not allowed to limbo dance.
I know.
No video cameras. We don't want any record of this game. Do not bring a video camera. Everybody now, though, has that capability on their phone, right? You wouldn't bring in a full-on video camera, would you?
The people who spent big bucks for the rights to show the videos, you know. That's why they don't allow the camera extensions, too. You don't need professional photographers getting seats.
Oh, I guess. Yeah, all right. That makes sense. Ryan, can you help us out on the confetti one? Because that's the one that I can't get over. Why are you not allowed confetti?
We have a text. Confetti goes everywhere. It can get into the machinery or the player's eyes,
mouth.
If
you watch any of these soccer games in South America where they blow confetti out there and you're watching them play soccer on this confetti, it's really distracting. It's got to be hard for the players.
I guess. What about Funfetti? Is that allowed?
Funfetti cupcakes are great.
Love those.
Yes.
Silly string?
Oh, so good. You are not allowed to bring into Soldier Field on Sunday any type of cooler or ice chest. Because you could smuggle stuff in it, right? Is that why?
You wouldn't even be smuggling it. It would just be there.
It's big.
That's where you tailgate, and then you leave it in the car.
Yeah. Good point. And finally, Wendy, no drones.
Yeah, this is going to be a problem. Not for me, but a lot of
for
people,
others.
Yeah. I can see that, though, for sure.
So I can bring my own bear?
Yeah, you can bring a bear in.
No, that's not outlawed.
Okay. No.
As long as he's got a seat.
Where on your list, this is Ryan on Sunday, where on your list does it say that I cannot bring a Kodiak bear into the Bears game? Does it say it on your list?
It's like the goat for Wrigley Field, right? This was going to be the lucky bear. If they don't win, this is on you, security team.
Right. This bear has been a Bears fan since Jack Kincannon was the quarterback. I insist he be let into your stadium. I insist. The drones now are so small.
Yes.
Like they're the size of a ping pong ball.
There's one over your shoulder right now.
Right now there is?
Yes.
Ooh.
It is scary when you think about that.
Yeah. They're very small now.
You know how you always look behind the shower curtain if you're in somebody's bathroom? Now you're going to have to check for drones in there,
look
too.
Look up, too, now.
Yep.
Not just down, but up as well. All right. We hope we helped you out if you're attending the Bears game on Sunday. For a full list of the things you cannot bring in, call Wendy. She's got the list at her house.
I also have a list of how we fared food-wise for health reasons. The Tribune, this is where I read it on December 13th, so it just came out as the year was ending.
Mm-hmm.
ESPN did a ranking of stadium food safety, and the Tribune posted it. Can I share this with you when I come back?
Yep. All right, that's ahead. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. We are back. 2019, our first show of the year, and I think it's been a doozy.
It's been okay.
The Bears are kicking some butt. Did you ever think that was going to happen?
No. Shocked.
And you had told us all the things what not to bring into the studio because the Bears are in the playoffs.
Into the park, not the studio.
Right.
Into Soldier Field.
You can bring anything.
You can bring anything you want into our studio.
Especially...
confetti.
I hate confetti, and I'm sorry. I hate people who send cards and put that stuff in the card. So that I know it's festive.
I get all that,
but you open it up not suspecting it.
Every year on my birthday, I get a card from Charo, and it's filled with confetti, and it makes me happy every year.
Well, if it's from Charo, I guess it's acceptable.
Coochie coochie.
ESPN ranked stadium food safety, and I just want to tell you, ESPN reviewed more than 16,000 food safety inspection reports from 2016 and 2017 for the 111 professional football, baseball, basketball, and hockey venues in North America. The study found that at 28% of the venues, half or more of the food service outlets incurred a high-level violation,
that
poses a potential threat for foodborne illnesses.
That's scary.
Among Chicago's venues, Soldier Field fared the worst, ranking 91st in this survey with 59.2% of high-level violations per inspection.
Wait, 91st out of all major sports team venues?
Yeah, they did 111 professional football, baseball. So out of all the Chicago things, I mean, there were people way worse than us.
Yeah.
But that still, they ranked 91st. And then a guaranteed rate field was next at 87th place with the 55.8% rate. Wrigley Field, 47th place.
Yeah.
And their violations was 30.77%. And the United Center had the best ratings in Chicago. They were only 11th on the list with a 10% violation rate.
That's excellent.
The sites with the worst rates, the Spectrum Center in Charlotte, North Carolina.
They had the absolute worst of all the major sports venues.
They were 92%.
Wow. 92% violation
That's
rate?
That's pretty bad, yeah.
Horrible.
The Centers for...
That's where a rat is actually handing you food, like you order food from there, and a rat just hands you your burrito.
Thank you, Rizzo. Palace of Auburn Hills near Detroit, since closed, but 86.1% violations. American Airlines Center in Dallas.
Yeah.
And Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte.
Not doing well, any of those places.
No, and the CDC says, according to ESPN's story, they estimate that 48 million people get sick, 128,000 are hospitalized.
Oh, no.
And 3,000 die from foodborne diseases, not from these stadiums, but that's the statistics for foodborne diseases.
But not stadium related, right? Are those numbers available? I'd love to find out what those numbers are.
Do you get food when you go to a venue? Because I always end up doing it.
Not a lot. I really don't.
You don't get a hot dog at a baseball game?
Sometimes. Not always. I usually eat like either just before or just after the game.
You are no fun.
No, I am, but I don't know.
You got to have a hot dog.
Sometimes, if I'm in the mood.
In a hot dog frame of mind. In 2017, Sports Illustrated did a similar study of food safety at Major League Baseball stadiums. Not all sporting events, but baseball.
Yeah.
And Wrigley Field was ranked 8th safest and guaranteed rate 18th safest.
This is what they should use to try to lure Bryce Harper and Manny Machado to the Cubs or the White Sox, is the health of the stadium food. I'm sure they're both very conscious of that.
Guaranteed rate has some pretty awesome food.
Yeah. Good churros.
You're the only one I know who really gets a churro beside a kid.
Yeah.
Kids get churros and Bill Leff. Why does that surprise me? Actually, it doesn't.
They're good. I like them there.
Polish with onion almost every time I go to a Sox game.
Yeah. At about the same time in the game?
No.
It varies?
Yeah. It varies.
Mm.
And lemon chill, not a fan of. Just got to tell you.
Really? That's surprising.
It's
very good.
if you could mix a little vodka in there, it would be better. It's just, it's too big.
Last White Sox game I went to, I got a calzone shaped like Wayne Nordhagen.
I don't know who that is, but I'm sure that's funny. Is he a former player?
Yeah, he was a catcher for the White Sox a long time
ago. Nordhagen?
Wayne Nordhagen. Calzone was shaped just like him.
And also a little update on the Matt Nagy visor situation. We were talking about that as well. He was teased all over the place after...
Matt Nagy was teased?
After an early December game. They were playing the Rams.
He's too tough to tease. I wouldn't tease him. He's way too tough.
Nagy was ribbed on national television and Twitter for his decision to expose his bald head in below freezing temperatures by wearing a sun visor at night.
Oh, that's a Corey Hart song.
I was asking that. Yeah. The joking started even before the kickoff of the Bears-Rams game. NBC correspondent Liam McHugh asked Nagy on Football Night in America if he was planning on wearing the headwear despite the low 20s forecast.
Mm.
And Nagy responded, 100%. There's no other way for me, so I'm sticking with it.
I think once you commit to the visor, it's like a bow tie. If you're one of those guys who says at some point, I'll try a bow tie, I'll see, you're locked in. You can't go back. The visor's the same way. Once you become the visor guy, you got to always wear the visor.
I know, but I really didn't think of it until Ryan mentioned it. At night and when it's cold, why would you wear a visor?
Style.
After Nagy signed off, NBC cut back to the studio where a laughing Tony Dungy mimicked...
Who also has no hair on his dome.
That's true.
He mimicked putting a cap over his bald head. Bad call on the visor, Matt, said Dungy. Bald head, get that stocking cap out, please. Nagy has worn a visor at every Bears game except two this season. He subbed out his signature headwear for a stocking cap for the Bears and Jets, which the Bears won.
Yeah.
And the Jets and Lions on October 28th and November 11th. For their wins over the Jets and the Lions. So it's not like it's a superstitious thing, because I'd go with the stocking cap.
So if it's not superstition, how does he make his decision? Does he just, like, when he wakes up, go, oh, this isn't a visor day. I'm not feeling it today.
I think visor's cool when it's sunny and warm out, but I think in the winter you got to go stocking cap or just the regular, what do they call those hats now? Pom-pom hat.
A pom-pom hat, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
with the pom-pom at the top?
Yeah. What's good about it is, after the game, he can deal blackjack. There's certain places that let him come in and deal blackjack. I don't even know. Like, if somebody said to me, hey, you got an event you have to be at Saturday and you must wear a visor, I would have no idea where to go to get a visor. Where do you even go?
I bet Walmart has them.
Is there a visor aisle at Walmart? I wouldn't know where to go.
Wouldn't a tennis store? How come you're not into the visors, Mr. Tennis?
I don't think I've ever... I can't remember ever wearing one. I can't imagine... There's no situation... Like, I've committed to the baseball cap, which is... I mean, it's more than a visor.
A visor is a poor man's baseball cap.
Yeah, not a poor man's. It's like, it's just a variation on the theme. It's like, I could have wore a baseball cap, but too heavy. I don't want to get weighed down with a full baseball cap. I'll just go with the visor.
I didn't check it, but I'm sure that there's a Twitter handle, Matt Nagy's visor. And if there isn't, somebody better start it up.
They should make visors with retractable domes. Like, you know how some of the parks have, you know, maybe the weather's not pleasant, so we'll make the dome. So it's like a full visor, but you have a handheld controller.
A remote-controlled.
The dome go up and down.
Is Ideas your middle name, and why haven't you capitalized on any of this? Actually, earlier today, we were talking about Hell in a Handbasket,
yeah.
And I looked it up, and there is a purse place out of...
Helena, Montana?
Yes.
Yeah?
Called Helena Handbags.
Very smart.
All right, that one was really good.
Right. This is better.
Dome...
retractable dome visor.
With a remote control.
Yeah, it would be small. You could just hold it in the palm of your hand. And if you're out, you know, with your lady, and you go, oh, it looks like rain, I'll just... And then it closes, and then you're covered.
Too bad the clapper lady still isn't alive, because I think she'd...
She would love this.
I'll take a couple.
Yeah, it would sell.
All right, coming up, the stories that matter. Ryan, do we still have you for news?
Yeah, let's do it. I'll stick around.
All right, coming up, the stories that
thanks,
matter.
Ryan.
I got nothing else going.
Well, Bertrand's out. He's on vacation. Yeah. Judy Pilak's out because she
retirement.
left. And so I
I'm just pretty much doing it all. Yeah.
Who's doing our stream news?
I don't know. Maybe Kim. We'll see. We'll figure it out. We'll see who draws the straw. I won't tell you if it's short or long.
All right.
That's coming up, the stories that matter, short and long, with Ryan Burrow from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. It's all happening right here at WGN.